Hi, I'm Libby Fulton.
And I'm Greg Greenfell.
And we like to garden.
We like to garden. We like to garden. We like to garden. We like to garden.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
It's probably one of my...
This year, to save me from tears, I'm giving it to somebody special.
So that was, we surprisingly weren't in the chorale at school. Just shocking.
It's a real shock. Oh, you could be. She's could got a great voice.
I don't think so.
I think you could almost kind of brazen your way in there with your like theatrical baritone
and confidence. Got to have the confidence. Yeah. It's like when I sung Wagon Wheel with the band at one of my work do's, and everybody said that I was a really good singer, but I'm not. They were all just hammered, and it was the confidence of being on stage. As you know, I love to tread the boards.
She does. I actually had a Facebook memory today, and it popped up.
Karaoke.
You may not have.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
What I'll say to people is don't let the quality of your voice stop you from singing.
Don't let it stop you from having a good time.
No.
It's not your problem if other people find it great.
Exactly. That's their reaction and their problem to deal with. That's their baggage to unpack, not yours.
As actually takes me back to another time at a karaoke event where a lot of people left the restaurant and went outside. Was it when you were singing?
No, it was at your wedding. Oh. And it wasn't me. I would never clear a dance floor. I feel like, please. How insulting. It was my sister and her friend Megan, and they started singing karaoke and literally everyone just left.
I have nothing even positive to say. It was pretty.
I feel like every time I hear a Grease Megamix, I still think of that.
Oh, and it was the Megamix. Like, how can you not get a party started with the Grease Megamix? I forgot that. Oh, wow.
What a time.
But anyway, we digress, and we should really say welcome to
everybody. Welcome to everybody, new and old, both in terms of listenership and age. We are not ageist here. If you're Gen Z, come hang. If you are older, also come hang.
What do you think our oldest listener, age-wise?
I don't know. What's the oldest person in the world? Obviously. Like 121? Probably about that.
Confident again, very confident. But as you can tell, we're having a bit of fun because it's our favourite pretty much episode of the year.
Oh my god, Christmas. Guys, we love Christmas. We love the holiday period. First of all, it's like 3 weeks off work. Like, what a win. Second of all, it's presents. I love giving. I love receiving. Mostly, oh, yeah. I love receiving presents. Oh, it's just so silly tonight. It's just
ho.
It's just summer. It's the garden is looking amazing. The whole vibe of the period is just immaculate.
Mm. When you say the whole garden's looking amazing, that's a bit of a reach for me. I've got parts looking really good.
Yeah, do you know, that's fine because my whole garden would be one part of your garden, like the size difference. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you. Always boosting me.
I got you, girl. So we're doing our annual gift guide, which we love because we love shopping and we love finding things that are cool. And so this is what this is. And there's going to be links to everything we're talking about in the show notes. So if anything sounds like it's tickling your fancy and you want to have a look at it or have a little bit more info, just swipe up to shop.
Oh.
I know.
Our listeners wish.
So I'll go first. I'll start. So my first one is a company called Little Gem Seeds, and it's a new company in New Zealand, and it's two people. They're quite young, I think. They're called Jack and Anastasia, and I found them actually because they had reached us out to us in our DMs on Instagram. And Libby, I don't even know if you would have seen this message, but I replied to them and then they've just like not replied back. Lol. Like we got ghosted.
Wow. Shock.
We got pretty ghosted, but they, regardless of that, they are a really cool little company and they definitely deserve a shout out and for more people to know about them. And it's a seed subscription service, but also so much more. Love it much. So there's two levels of subscriptions. There's $11.95 per month, and it gets you three seasonal seed packets, seed information cards, labels, a children's activity card, and up to two recipes for your produce.
Stop.
No, stop it. You need to go on and have a look at this. And then the next one the next one up is the $16.95 a month, and it gets you five seed packets, seed information cards, labels, children's activity cards, and up to four recipes for your produce. And the cards and the packaging are also super, super cute and very aesthetically pleasing, which I find quite important in my life. So I feel like that always sells me if something is really cool but also cute. I'm much more likely to be interested. Yes. And they ship their seeds and all the accoutrements on the 28th of every month. And I think it's just the best idea. It can be really hard to think about what you need to be sowing when you need to be sowing it. So I think anything that is going to take that mental load off your plate is a win. And the first month's pack comes with additional cooking and growing guides and a recipe card binder and bonus seeds. And don't you think $11.95 and $16.95 are actually just like the most reasonable prices ever?
Yes, I was just going to say, we were discussing, obviously today your Spotify Wrapped came out, how expensive iTunes, Spotify, all those bits and pieces are. That's less than that for the
$11.95. Yeah.
Amazing.
And I think,
did you say 95 or 99?
95. Apologies. So you get the 5 cents.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and even perfect. Three seed packets a month at that cheaper level is still quite a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Very achievable and a great gift.
Great gift for someone, even for yourself. Like, come on.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, should I move on? Are you excited to hear? Okay. So my first selection, you might say, is based for children, but for anyone. And I had to shout out to This Is All on the Flora Grows website. Ooh. I know, and she has some amazing stuff. So we've talked about her in the past, and if you're not familiar, you should look up because and have a wee browsy. But this book is she stocks is by Esther Coombs, and it's called Plant, Sow, Make and Grow, and it's designed for like little gardeners who are growing and learning. It's like a beautifully illustrated book. As Greer said, it's super aesthetically pleasing with like cute, colourful sketches and things. And it's got heaps of information and crafty ideas to help get your kids interested in gardening. And it's super simple, doesn't use equipment. And I think that's a great idea for kids because it's something that they can have for life, and it's got lots of multi-purpose and multi-ended use. You know, it's not like a single-use toy, and so they'll be able to do it time and time again. And also growing things in the garden, how great. The second option as well that I love from her, so she has before I move on, that book is $35 New Zealand. So it might – I thought it was quite reasonable for like a – beautiful book. I'm going to show Greer. Sorry, rustling, but look at that.
That is super cute.
But yeah, I thought that was super, especially if you've got more than one, couple of kids and stuff. It's one that they can share and all get together and use. The other options is obviously Flora stocks a lot of like seeds and grow kits. So some of the seed packets that she's got, especially for kids, is like bee friendly, but I love she has a selection of seeds put together for kids that are into making fairy gardens.
Cute.
So hopefully those flowers will grow. And that's sort of at the cheaper end. I think I could be right. It's like $6 or $7. And then at the other end, she's got like beautiful kits put together, and one of them I love is the edible flower kit. So that's $18 New Zealand, and that's got lots of if you think you need to grow flower.
Were you about to call them fleurs?
I know fleurs. Oh, the fleur de lis.
Lovie's just slipped into a fridge there.
I just can't take myself seriously. Like, but honestly, so with these kits, you get like pansy, nasturtiums, and cornflowers. And
cornflowers?
Yeah, you can, and you can decorate like baking and put them in salads and bits and pieces. So, like, how cute. Yeah. And it comes with recipe ideas, the peat pot palettes, like, and the labels and all the instructions to grow the seeds.
So good.
And no waste with that either. So yes, we love that. That's what I love the best about. So that's my start. What have you got up for us next?
Well, my next one's a book too, but it is for adults. And it is The Secret Gardens of Aotearoa by Jane Marnie and Sophie Bannon. As you all know, we love Secret Gardens, and we've interviewed a few of its gardeners now, and we've attended workshops, and we think it's such a cool company, and everything Jane is doing is just amazing. And so I'm so excited to get my dirty little mitts on this book. It's going to be my Christmas book to myself this year, like my Christmas gift, I mean, because I'm not just buying a Christmas book, it's my gift to myself. And it features 12 gardens, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And it retails for $49.99, but I have seen it online for $39.99 in a couple of places. So I will be getting it from one of those places, because the cost of living is real and mama needs to save her money. But I will link where you can buy it directly off Secret Gardens. But if you Google Secret Gardens of Aotearoa, then you'll find it, and you might be able to find it cheaper.
Oh, that is similar to what I have, actually. Mm. Do you know, I knew that you were going to choose that.
You just know.
And I was like, I know. I also do want,
24 years of friendship. She just knows me.
I know. But I also am hoping secretly, because I've shown mum.
Oh, nice.
If I'm lucky. Okay, so next, I thought this was I tried a tester on, it was a while ago, and I actually can't think what market I was at, but you can get this online, and it's this beautiful Kanuka hand cream, and it's from Korukai Herb Farm, which is on Banks Peninsula, and they have a ton of natural beauty creams, balms, salves, you name it, they've got it, even like facial steams where they collect the herbs and you must like steam. I'm not actually sure how that works.
I want it on my face. On the face.
I know. And so this hand cream is $24.90, but you can get it, I think, plus maybe shipping as well, but it's for 40 grams, but it's like super thick and lovely and smells nice. And also a local company. And as gardeners, how rough are your hands looking at the moment? Because mine are like foul.
Do you know, mine actually aren't too bad, because I'm a big hand cream person. I slather hand cream on, because I also work in an office that's like super air conditioned. And I reckon I put hand cream on upwards of 8 times a day.
Oh, she's soft. Well, I've got these reptilian things over here that
you guys can't see. Libby's holding up her fingers. Some have nail polish on, some don't.
Some still have dirt underneath them from like gardening late the other night. Yeah, it's just, it's not a vibe, and I need all the hand creams I can get. And yeah,
I love that good hand cream. And, I'm going to look that up.
And nice to support local.
Yes, we love that. So this is a company called yourdecalshop.co.nz. And I will say, okay, this is gardening adjacent, but it involves flowers, so I'm going with it. And it's a vintage flower wall decal. And this is a very personal suggestion from me, because we have a wooden headboard that we've had for ages, and I keep wanting to paint it. And I'm just like, it's just never the right time. But this summer holidays, I'm going to paint it. And I want to put these vintage flower decals on it. So jazz it up with a little floral detail, because I like to bring the garden inside wherever possible. And they have a ton on their website of different flower decals, But I wanted the vintage one that I will link because they're all separate pieces so you can kind of do your own design, whereas all the other ones are kind of, you know, like the one piece with lots of flowers in them, but you can't really do much with it. I guess you could cut it maybe, but this one, the flowers are all separate so you can mix and match how you want to.
I love this. I personally don't have the home for it, but I've seen people do that who don't want to use wallpaper or walls, all sorts of things. I think it sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm into it.
My next one actually isn't made in New Zealand, but you can buy it from Scorpio Books.
I love Scorpio. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it is based in Christchurch, but you can buy online for this as well. So it's $70 plus what I assume is shipping as well, but it's Tom Massey's
Yes.
From the Royal Horticultural Society, his book on resilient gardening. And after going down south and everything, I'm really into it. So it's not super cheap, but I've seen elsewhere. So on other websites like Mighty Ape and things, had it for $90 New Zealand. So support Scorpio. They've got a really good price on there.
If I could live inside Scorpio Books, I probably would.
Oh, it just has everything.
Literally
right?
Everything.
Yeah. And I guess more on that is, like we've talked about, is how relevant the changing climate is. So
super relevant. My next one is for the indoor plant kings and queens in our lives, and it's a terrarium kit. So I am super cute. So I'm not an indoor plant girly, but there is something about a terrarium I love.
Is it the word?
It's the whole thing. It's like this beautiful little – I think it's because it's like a miniature world, and I've always been obsessed with being a borrower. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God, you have. That makes so much sense.
I wanted to be a borrower. I used to wish for it, like ardently in my room by myself, just wish to be a borrower. I think that's why I like
it. Well, now your dreams are all coming true, Greg. Get that terrarium going.
I know, but the thing is that stuff. I've killed two terrariums so far.
Oh, my God, have you?
Yeah, so I love them.
Oh, look, that last one you had.
Yeah.
That Jack made. What the hell?
So I don't know, but I'm ready to be hurt again. And I definitely want to do another one. But
weren't you in charge of that? Because I've sensing kind of like an issue.
Well, they're supposed to kind of look after themselves, right?
I thought if they're set up properly, but you obviously weren't spritzing it enough.
Yeah,
really.
I know. I need to be better. But there's a company called Jungle Botanics, and you can order either pre-made terrariums, which are a little bit pricier, or you can order kits to make your own, which I love because then it's like the whole creative process. But maybe that's also where you fall down because you don't get it right. I don't know. But I've also seen terrarium stuff in garden centres. Like I know Odorings has like a big terrarium table that has everything there. So you could, if shopping online isn't your vibe, then you can go to a garden centre and get everything you need. I have linked the DIY kits from Jungle Botanics, but you can go on their website and have a look at all the pre-made ones they have as well. They've got like little kind of themes in it. I just love them. Again, get me inside that bottle. I want to live there being tiny in my miniature world.
Yeah, I do like how you can have themes. I just – do you know sometimes they creep me out a little bit because they remind me of the oxygen weeds that, like, live in ponds?
Oh, yeah. I feel that. Oh, I'd hate to swim in a pond. It's like Jane Austen. What was she on about? You know where Mr. Darcy gets in there? Like, absolutely not.
I liked it when he got out, though.
Oh, didn't we all?
If you know, you know.
It was an awakening moment for teens the world over. But I do remember when he was diving into that pond, I was just like, ugh. And it's so awkward to get out of a pond because it's not like a nice little beach that you climb up out of. It's like mud and weeds. Like, I don't think so.
I know, but I think we're really spoilt here in New Zealand. We have nice waterways and beaches and everything's accessible
and
close.
In the English countryside, you've got to take what you can get on a hot day.
That really tickled me. Oh, yeah, they really do.
Oh, we've really digressed. What's your next one?
Okay, so this one's for anyone that's big into compost or maybe not and you're starting out and you've had a few fails like I have. It's the compost turner that you can get from Bunnings, and it's super affordable. Well, I think so anyway. So they call it the Tumbleweed Compost Mate Tool. And, yeah, it's a super good way to you can use it in a bin, or I've got a big bays of compost done on pellets, and it only takes a few minutes of light work. So you poke it and you sort of turn it around, and it's made with gloss powder coated steel. I thought I'd tell people, so it's not plastic. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry. And you wouldn't believe it, but I forgot to write the price down, but I believe it's about $20.
This is very reasonable.
Very reasonable. So, and it actually makes your compost, I found. So, and I have a second option. I've got a second gift here in the section.
Greedy.
I know. So also this is very specific to me, but as we talked about earlier, I want some humates. So if I found a bag of humates underneath the tree for me at Christmas.
Is it like getting a bag of coal though?
It's a straight up bag of coal, and I would be happy.
Thank you, Santa.
I've been a bad girl. And she's winning with that. Now, as an aside, so I was like Googling the different ones. We've talked about it in our early episode with Cassie from Flourish Event. So she uses it. There's quite a few companies. So Dave's Garden Products, which is Southern Humates, they have organic humate, and you can buy in various bags. And because it's really hard to get, so you can buy that online in various stockists, like nurseries that have them. And one of those that I have seen is that's local to us is the Woody Nursery. So if you're in the Canterbury area, this Saturday, the 2nd of December, between 12 and 3, they have another brand of Q-mates, which is called DCT Garden Products. They have a rep going there this Saturday who is going to be talking all things Q-mates and fertilizers. Unfortunately, I will not be able to because I am mother helping at my eldest daughter's ballet recital from 10:30 to 3 p.m.
That's a long day.
It is a long day. Thank you for recognizing that in my journey.
Yep.
But yeah.
Great. So I talked about my last one when I got it for my birthday, but honestly needs another shout out. My stepmother got me, shout out to Christine, got me these copper plant labels in a stamping set, and it's so cute. I just love them so much. And I just think it's something you would literally have forever. And yeah, so good. I got them. I found some online at a shop called squirreltree.co.nz. So I'll link that. They are a little pricey. They're like, well, the ones I saw some on Temu. I haven't linked that because I don't know how I feel about those shops. But they're probably all made in the same factory, let's be real. They are $18.99 for 6, I think. So it is like a little bit pricey.
Yeah, but you'll have them forever, and being that copper, it should, you know, it's going to weather
well. Exactly, yeah. And if you don't want a stamp, actually, you could probably just use a Vivid and then Meths to clear them off. Could you?
Yeah.
Meths on copper? Someone Google that. Don't do it. Just on my say-so and ruin your plant labels. Google it. I won't be held liable.
Yeah, she's not a chemist. I actually don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so in my last section, I've got three things to talk about. This I saw online and I thought was amazing. It's a garden voucher sort of system. I don't know how you're going to talk it. Just give me a moment, Greer.
No, that's fine.
So it's like a collaboration of lots of New Zealand's leading garden retailers. So you purchase a voucher online from it's called Give a Garden, and if you say you have someone that you want to gift it to that lives in Auckland but you live in Christchurch, for example, they can use it at whoever belongs to this retail, to the Give a Garden retail group. And so they don't have to spend the whole $200 at one on the gardening store. So you can spend $20 here, there, everywhere, and it keeps an online ballast that you can check. And so it means if you want to buy one big thing or lots of little different things, that you're able to do that.
That's really cool.
And I know. And so, yeah, you're not locked in, which I think is really nice. And it means that if you So some of the retailers that are on there might not do their own voucher system online, you know, like you have to be in store to get it. So if you want to sign someone up to this and get the voucher in your local area, by the look of the maps, I can't remember, but there's like over 100 stores.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So like, for example, in Christchurch, there's like Portstone. Yeah, there was like heaps. Mm. Odorings. Yeah. So most of your familiar.
Yeah, they're so much better than just getting a voucher to one of them.
Yeah. So it's most garden retail places in New Zealand. Like, I can't go through them all. But yeah, what a great idea.
Fab. Love it. Someone buy me one.
My second one is it's a local one to me, so it's literally down the corner. It's called Rusty Acre. It's in Swannanoa. So if anyone over the summer's here, most weekends it is open, and it has a sculpture garden and a gift shop there.
This is a garden and you're talking about.
It's a garden you can visit, but it also has a gift shop on the side, and it has a beautiful garden and sculptures and bits and pieces. So just want to shout out to them, because sometimes you just – I love hearing about local places like that that don't have a big online presence. You can find her on Facebook at the Rusty Acre. But, yeah, it's well worth going to. And lastly, actually to do with Secret Gardens. So if you haven't gone to anything that Secret Garden does and you felt like that could be something that you want to gift to yourself or to someone that you know, have a look, especially if you're holidaying and there are quite a few, there are two new gardens to visit that you may not, if you're a regular member or if it's something you're new to, that you might not have seen. So one of them's called Brightwater Farm. It's in Nelson, and so many people holiday in Nelson over summer. Yes. So this could be something that you're into, and it looks amazing, because what I loved about this is the gardener Kerry, she has like on the side like a plant shop for perennials. So like she's got, it's called The Little Shed, and it's a treasure chest full of hard-to-find cottage perennials for sale, like sold. Want to go there. You don't even have to tell me about anything else, but I will. The large garden areas are planted with 70% perennials, 30% shrubs, the dahlias, salvias, pentstemons, hydrangeas, grasses and roses, and the addition of little treasures that she always searched for and has been able to add into her garden. I know. She's got a productive veggie garden and a recently built tunnel house, and it sounds amazing. The price is $22.50. It's usually an hour, and she's got quite a few up-and-coming dates, mainly on the website. I saw there's a few at the beginning of December, and you need to refresh the calendar for what's over summer, but I'm sure there'll be lots available then. Okay, so the second garden is called Passion Hill Garden. It's in the Manawatu. It's $26 and about 1.5 hours duration. And there's some upcoming dates that you might want to have a look at too. And what I liked about this one is it's obviously North Island based, but for the the grower there, her name's Terry, and gardening for her is all about sharing, whether it's sharing seedlings, seeds, excess vegetables with family, friends, and the wider gardening community. She would like to, has a goal of setting up a free food stand. And what I loved about that is, you can read more about it on Secret Garden's website, is that she's super into no dig and heaps of vegetable garden based tips and bits and pieces and what she's able to grow there.
Fair.
So yeah, looked amazing.
Oh, love that. Love that for them. Love that for us. We could keep talking for ages because we love things.
I couldn't even get started on my wheelbarrows that I started looking into.
Stop
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we do need to move on. So we are going to tell you what we've been doing in the garden. Yeah, I'm just going to jump in and start talking. So I have been a busy bee. I dug out two garden beds from the lawn. I ended up going with crescent shapes on either side of the lawn for that symmetrical look. And I planted one up with herbs, and the other one is just kind of an extension of an existing garden bed. So I've just extended it out onto the lawn. And so I just put in annuals for now, because I'm not quite sure what I want to do there, but I just put in lots of cornflowers, stock, and didiscus for that summertime vibe, and it's looking really good.
I can imagine. I know. It really softened up the area by using the crescent shape.
Yeah, it looks really good. And we have since had to kind of fence off the herb garden because the dog kept running through it.
Stop.
But that's fine. I potted up all my annuals into my pot, styled the outdoor area. We dug out the new side garden with the bare dirt and the clay, dug all that out quite deep down and put in new dirt, and then jack edged it all with macro carpet so it matches our other garden beds. And then I planted it up. I put a white hydrangea, a limelight hydrangea. I put 3 pittosporum balls, which this is my third time lucky with them. They're going to be my topiary balls, a Virginia creeper, a white aquilegia, that one from Settlewood, and a bunch of summer annuals just to fill the gaps, like Cosmos, Viscari, Sunflowers, Hollyhock, Stock, Didiscus, and also a bunch of catmint along the front of the bed because I'm hoping it's going to all like spill over.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
and also planted out a bunch more veggies. So I've got all the tomatoes in, cucumbers are in, lettuces, beetroot, I sowed some mescaline.
Oh, yum.
And I spent quite a while tidying up that veggie garden because it's just a real easy dumping ground. Do you know what I mean? It's just over a little picket fence, and it's really easy just to like dump empty pots, bamboo stakes.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Instead of putting things away, and it gets real messy. Like, so I spent a wee while cleaning all that up, and it looks really good.
I'm proud of you with that. I did the same, tidying up all the loose pots around. God, it's a good feeling.
Just get everywhere. Are you just lazy? And you're just like, oh, I'll get that later. And you never get it later.
Yeah, like, I'm just busy potting here. So. I don't have time to organize this and tidy this up.
But what have you been doing?
Oh, I have been busy.
This list is massive.
So as our listeners know, I have been trying to get cuttings grown for a while, and I can finally say I have nailed it.
Have you? Okay.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God, amazing. Yes.
My hydrangeas cuttings that I took after we talked to Paula, so they were kind of mid-spring, but I weren't early spring at all. 100% success rate.
Stop okay. It.
I have improved by 100% because I was 0% last year, 100% this
year.
You
are Mother Nature.
I am just doing the best I can, but really.
No, that's amazing. 100%.
I was shocked almost. But yeah, so I think the tip here, and I've done this, I've started taking a whole heap of lavender. They haven't had enough time to actually even check. And I would like to say, I would say it's been just about 6 weeks, maybe pushing on 7 that I took those cuttings. That's how quick the turnaround on that has been.
The lavender or the hydrangea?
Hydrangea, sorry. The lavender have only been happened in the last 2 weeks, so it's way too early. Mm-hmm. I also did at that time some euphorbia cuttings, and both of those have grown successfully.
Oh my
too.
God, so how many hydrangeas did you do?
Oh, I actually lost count, but it's probably like 20 odd.
So
that
you've
I
got like
did.
20 baby hydrangeas.
I do. For free. It's nuts. For free. It's nuts. Amazing. And I would like to say that the success is getting that semi to hard stem.
Mm-hmm.
Like it needs to be supported. And I made sure that I did it all. This has actually been the key turnaround for me, is having the pots already pre-done. So when I have time, putting potting mix and vermiculite in the pots ready to go. So it's not such a big deal. And then when you go out snipping, I just carry around the rooting hormone in my pocket and just jam them all in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not so ideal when you have small children with you trying to grab the pretty pink liquid, okay? Safe to say. But, yeah, and then I've been stripping what's left of the stem, leaving like 2 sort of side leaves, mm-hmm. and then pinching off the top.
Oh,
and
God.
It has just seemed to work amazingly.
I love that so much for you. How life-changing.
Thank you. Life-changing. So fingers crossed with the lavender, but I think it's going to work as well. I have been heavy on the weeding, and God, how crazy is the water rotation at the moment?
What do you mean?
Like watering, just like to keep things alive. That's like hot one day, cold one day, like the wind.
It's really dry-ish.
Yeah, so the veggies and the roses have been my priority, but yeah, need to focus more on the rest of the garden going into summer, but try not to do too much because I just don't want to have to – my garden – I want them to toughen up. And overall, the star achievers in my garden, oh, my goodness, those granny bonnets, the Aquilegius greer talked about from Saddlewood have just been phenomenal. Like, they're still flowering. They're still going strong. They're just incredible.
That's a really beautiful
All the hokaru – yeah, and the hokarus from Saddlewood just still – incredible. But the pit has been, all my emerging dahlias have been eaten by those bloody nighttime beetles.
All of them.
They've been chewed pretty much, but I sprayed some of one of the later ones to come out hasn't. I don't even know if you're supposed to, but I sprayed them. It's kind of salvaged, but a couple of them look a little gone, but whether they'll still come away, I don't know. So disappointing, like absolutely devo. And yeah, I just... And they even those bloody beetles chewed roses. They've chewed my cornices. The Fritillaria I didn't care about. And last year they got natives. Like, they didn't sort of go for the only other deciduous trees they took with these two maples. But this year, because I sprayed them, they haven't touched the maples. Like, it's just, they're just nuts.
Gone for their revenge on everything else.
Yes, and one of the neighbours was telling me about it. He thought one night, oh, it was like a swarm of bees, and I was like, oh, yeah. The other evening, went out at twilight, and honestly, a mob, thousands of them. It was so loud. They were just everywhere, and I was felt like – I felt panicked because I was, like, trying to shoo them, but you couldn't shoo them. But I was, like, trying to, like, avert them away from, like, my precious dahlias. God. Like, honestly, they are nuts.
What are nuts.
You need to Google them. You know those brown nighttime beetles?
Oh,
like,
I don't
that live in the. And to get rid of them, you have to basically spray your lawn because they eat the grass when there is a grub in the ground.
Oh.
And then in spring each year or early summer, they just like fly around and decimate people's gardens overnight, basically.
Bastards.
Yeah. Absolute bastards. And none of my basil germinated. Have you? None of it.
Yeah, I don't know if it germinated.
As I don't know if it was because I did it all outside and it was too cold, or I don't know.
Interesting.
So I'm gonna have to buy some plants. The veggie garden put in two new courgette plants, and I know, and one of them I've just put onto basic straight compost, and I think it on the no-dig garden beds, and it's looking good. I've got some flowers already on those.
Nice.
Put in some more lettuces and spinach, because that has been going gangbusters. And, oh, my God, I took a whole heap of corn seedlings that I grew at work because usually I don't bring anything like this home because I'm too lazy. And I gave them to my dad to, like, sow. So I'm hoping that that works for him. And I'm going to use it as a bit of a trial going forward that I should start collecting, like, all the seedlings that I don't use because we grow them in such sterilized conditions that it's not actually really replicating what's happening out in the real world, like whether they're just –
Unless you think they won't be strong enough to survive.
No, I don't. But it'll be – it's a good – these may – like corn seedlings, though we were sweet corn, were quite robust. So I'm hoping they last.
I dream of a day where I can have corn.
I know. He's got a lot if it grows, that's for sure. The flowers, how are your roses looking? Because mine are like – a lot of them have just started, but – some heaps of buds, so I've been out fertilizing those with sea salt.
I'm going to get to my roses. I've got big issues.
Oh, okay. I have planted out finally all the antirrhinums, the Echinops.
Antirrhinums,
the Echinops and the Cosmos. I haven't yet put out the Echinacea and the Rutabaga because I did sow those like very like mid-spring, like I would just even say just after, so it's quite mid-October, and they are really small still. So I'm going to leave those in the pot because they're more late, very late summer, so I'm hoping in another like month I might be able to plant those out. But what a feeling to be rid of them.
Honestly,
I've only got about five or six pots going, like
the panic. Freedom that you get back.
Oh, it's just feel and watching them daily panicking. Are they overheating? Am I babying them too much?
It's probably like when you have I don't have children, but I imagine it's like when you finally can send your child to like preschool or school.
Okay, like, say, yeah. Yeah, it's free.
Like, yeah, someone else is going to look after you now. That's someone else's mother nature in this case.
She might kill you. We don't know.
But but I'm washing my hands of it.
It's up to you now. Good luck. See you later. Basically, because of that disaster with the dahlias, I, you know, just treat yourself, and I bought some more bulbs online. Okay, Greer gave me a whole heap. I put those bulbs in, and I bought two from NZ Bulbs, red with pinkish tips and a really deep burgundy colour. It's called Inca. And just randomly, because, you know, I don't mind gladioli and I don't mind irises, but since our trip, I'm obsessed. I bought a peach gladi and I'm here for it and I'm so excited.
Do you know where actually has tons of really interesting iris bulbs or rhizomes? It is Portstone. I was there on the weekend and they had some really beautiful colours.
Okay, and Marketplace. On our community page, a lady was giving so many away for like $10 and I missed out because I always see these things. These people on the community pages, they're in there. They are in there. Yeah, so it's hard.
Oh, you should have seen. I put a hanging planter for free on yesterday. Last night it was $5 from Kmart about a year ago. I haven't used it, so I'm like, right, I just need this gone. I had over 60 messages when I woke up this morning.
You're like, I wasn't actually looking forward to getting some anxiety, but thank you for that.
Like what? It's too much. It's too much. And I've put it on as pending now because someone's going to come and pick it up tomorrow and people are still messaging me. And I just feel like putting on the listing, like, this was $5 from Kmart. Just go on their website and see if it's still there. Oh, it's so stressful.
I hope it gets picked up for your sake because nothing more than after that. Oh, and
I'll be wrong.
But, yeah, what else? What are you going to do?
Okay, so, so this isn't so much something I'm going to do soon, but it's more of an issue that I have. All my roses are like super dud. They have all gone really leggy to the point where they can't, they're so spindly and thin and long, they're sticking way up in the air, they can't support the flowers, and so all the flowers are like draping to the ground and then just like rotting on the ground. And I'm almost at the point where I feel like every year there is another issue with the roses.
Oh my God, you sound like my dad.
And I'm honestly tempted next winter to rip them out and like redo that garden bed because there's four roses in there and they're all terrible. And I just don't know what to do about them.
I don't know. Do you think that there's too much good compost in there and they're just like growing?
We didn't compost last year.
Well, then I don't know. I thought it was your mushroom stuff. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Nah, because the mushroom stuff was like 2 years ago. So they've had a whole season in the mushroom and then another winter without anything on them.
I don't know because even the rest of your other annuals and perennials aren't super big at the moment. So it's not like they're competing right now, like having
to grow. No, they're kind of the biggest things in the bed at the moment.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, they look horrendous. One of them, the one that I moved super late, like straight up spring, is sick as a dog. It has no leaves on it apart from at the very tip of its branches. So it's like bald all the way through and then it just has these little like piddly leaves. And they just like, what, they're flowering their heads off, maybe because they're stressed. I don't know. I just know. And I feel like I'm just getting to the point with them where I'm like every year it's something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, when you have such a small space and the things that you can grow well look phenomenal.
It's the thing, like I feel like when I have a small space, like everything has to work to like 100% because everything's so visible. I don't know. So I'm going to make a decision about it, but I don't need to make a decision for ages, but because I love them so much. Like,
I know.
Roses are so beautiful and I love picking them for the house, but I don't know. I just get really disheartened by them. The other things is that I need to keep on top of my weeding because it's so weedy at the moment, and I need to get some kind of climbing system in place for the Virginia creeper to climb up. And one thing I didn't write down, which I actually forgot about, is on Saturday we're going round to Jack's mum's house to pick up all our windows for our greenhouse.
Stop. So exciting. This has come around sooner than I thought for you. Cool.
I know. Well, I don't know what the time frame is on building it. I mean, it's really got nothing to do with me. I feel like that's a Jack job if ever I've heard one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he wants to go and get them this weekend. So I told him that he should give himself a couple of weekends off because he's like been working on the house so consistently. And he's like, yeah. But then he's like, do you want to go get the windows this weekend? I'm like, okay.
You can't keep a good man down, Grant.
No.
Just let him be and let him do these
jobs. Do you know, last weekend, as an aside, I was like, let's just have like a chill weekend. Like, we don't have to do anything on the house. Like, let's just chill out. And then so on Saturday, I think we'd gone out and done something. And then the afternoon, it was cold. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put the fire on. Let's just read our books. And then I had like a 2-hour nap on the couch. I woke up. Jack was outside. He'd been working in the garden since I'd fallen asleep.
If that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does, but you need to let that man be. Stop trying to bring him down to your level of laziness and let him achieve around the house, okay? Why are you such a handbrake on his, like, abilities, Greg?
On his job. What? Well, far out. Just out here trying to relax in my life.
He's an active relaxer, okay?
Yeah, he is.
I know the feeling. I wish I had somebody with the same level to be doing jobs with me, okay? Far out.
Anyway, what are you going to get up to?
More buying, because I need some more lettuces and I ain't doing that shit from seed. I've told you this. I just don't have the time and prep. And it's been working so well for me. I love just every now and then I'm like, right, need another. I don't even have it in the calendar. That's what I need to do next year. Have like a proper schedule. But yeah, I need some more lettuce seedlings, because the last ones I put in were from our trip down south, and so they're a couple of weeks old now, so I need another round of those. And I just need to get to my tomato plant. I've only got one. The rest I've offloaded to my dad because it's just too much, you know, high maintenance for me to like deal with. A lot of watering, a lot of care. So I've got one tomato plant, and I think I'm going to put it in a big pot that I've got and just baby it. And I need to get some canes for it and all that sort of jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to underplant it with some basil plants. You know, that companion planting, and have it all nice and sheltered, and I've got a wee spot for it out of all winds, which is very hard to find a spot that is sheltered from all winds on my property.
Yeah.
It's my prized possession.
The prize spot.
I also realized, so after I put all my annuals in my prairie garden, lots of the like wild seed mix that I scattered, can't see any of it coming up. So I think it blew away in that northwest wind. I'll be honest with you, it's probably popped up in someone's place
all down the road. Yeah,
it's probably in Kaipui for all I know. Like, so I also realized, I was looking at it and I was like, the grasses are starting to come along. They look good, but I need more, and I need more perennials. And I was really struggling on the perennials, but I realized to work with my colour scheme, I need more sedums. And the lot that I transplanted a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, look good. And I think I'll have the lavender cuttings, and they might not be like amazing and filled out this year, but next year by the time it'll look good. And what else? I was thinking that red valerian that I've got. I've got taken heaps of cuttings of that, and that so far hasn't rooted, but I'm hoping. And yeah, I'll just have to keep my eye out for some other bits and pieces. What a shame that I'll have to be visiting some garden centres over my summer break.
Oh no.
I know. And I tell you, I need to get some soaker hoses, because the admin of the hoses, this is what I'm talking about. I don't like having to drag them from different beds. I just want to lay a couple where I don't have proper irrigation hoses. So I'm lazy, basically.
No, watering is painful. It can be painful.
Yeah,
so you need to do whatever you need to do to make it easier.
Yeah, thank you. I like your support. Yeah, and I have some other plans, but I'm just I just need to keep on top of what I've got going.
That's that time of year, isn't it?
It's all starting to look pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
I need to come out.
You do.
If I can get away from my jobs.
It's such a hard life.
I know.
Guys, what also our listeners don't know is that he's just baked a fresh batch of cookies. Beautiful cookies. And she goes, I'm just going to let you know before we start, I'm going to have to leave so I can go get my hot cookie and eat it while it's warm.
It's true. And I would have edited it out, but I did stop Libby mid-sentence because Jack texted me to say that my cookie was ready.
I
went and got it and I ate it and I would have edited out me eating it. So just know that it was enjoyed.
It looked perfect. It looked beautiful. And yeah.
It was a really, really good.
I'm also a little surprised that you're not going to buy anything.
Yeah, I just don't really need anything right now. Mm. I'm just kind of waiting for everything to fill out.
And then just, yeah, see what's going to come up.
Because I've planted a lot, but everything's so little still. Because it's only fresh, it's only kind of gone in the last couple of weeks, so it's all still super tiny. Same. And we've had some nice days, but it hasn't been consistently super warm or anything. So I'm just kind of waiting for it to all fill out.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Some of that, but I'm still going to buy stuff. Okay, so I've got that issue.
Oh, there's no hate at all.
Okay, so I have that issue. But still going to buy some stuff.
Yeah, no judgment here. This ain't Dr. Phil. We don't need to unpack it.
I'm
on board.
Oh, thank you. I actually have some cuttings coming from a friend of Gara that I need to pop in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for this, you being a cutting queen, because I feel like I'm going to reap the benefits of this.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, actually, I don't know if hers are cuttings or more like divisions, actually. That was she might have cut them with her spade. But mm-hmm. yeah,
mm-hmm. Still a cut.
And I have just been looking up Riverside Horticulture, and they've finally got some brachyglottis in stock. So that's my job to go and get a couple of those to start planting them. And I need to get, I've finally got the go ahead. I'm going to go get some more shrubs, which is super boring. And I talk about that all the time, but it'd be nice to put some more.
That's like having to spend money on your car. Having to buy new underwear. It's just boring.
It's the boring stuff.
It's unnecessary.
It is. I'll be honest with you. And also for our listeners, last summer, I didn't take advantage of it. But if you see over summer specials on trees, you should definitely take advantage of this. Because a lot, the garden centers just don't want to have the admin of keeping them alive. So you can get yourself some real bargains.
Yeah, true. Are you going to buy some trees this summer?
If I see some nice, ornamentals, I'm quite keen to, if it's what I want. I've got a couple, on the Evergrown, your wish list of what you like. So mm-hmm. if I see some, otherwise I'll just wait for those in winter. But if I do see some, because I'll probably just keep them alive until winter and put them somewhere super shady so that I can keep them, not stress them out too much and just plant them in winter. But I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But that's it. What an episode.
I know. We've been talking for bloody ages.
There's so much going on.
Yeah. Once I edit out all the cookie bits, it'll probably be quite short. It'll be half an hour gone.
I'm just hating because I'm jealous that I don't get a warm cookie.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for following us on Instagram. We like to garden. Thank you for being here for another year. I mean, we've still got a month to go. But it's
almost 2023 over and done with. But also, if you are one of a new listener or an old listener, our last episode for the year, I assume it's our last one. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be open for you guys to ask us questions to get to know us a bit more. So if you want to have a think, anything gardening or personal related, specifically to either of us.
You can ask me what I really think of Libby.
We already know.
Hear that truth. She's a queen.
I honor and obey her every day at her altar.
but yeah, you can ask us any hard-hitting questions you think of. And yeah, there's only going to be a couple more episodes for the year before we take a break for the holiday. And we're looking forward to coming back in 2024 already.
Oh, same as. So is my garden. 2024 is going to be...
Yes. It's going to flourish.
Well, parts of it are going to flourish. It's just going to be... Oh, I can't wait.
I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
Okay, guys. We're going to go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.